This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Magnus, what have you been involved with during the past few weeks of flooding?
I get to coordinate about 1,000 volunteers across New South Wales, and some of those volunteers have been incredibly busy helping to set up evacuation centres, and our primary role there is really to provide basic material aid support for evacuees, as well as just personal support, coming alongside them and listening to them and sharing a cuppa and comforting them in their distress.
Are these evacuation centres right across the state, Magnus?
Well, at the moment, they've been opening and closing quite rapidly, but certainly it started, of course, up in the Northern Rivers, and then we saw a multitude of centres open right across Sydney. And some are continuing to stay open, some have opened and closed very quickly. So it's wherever they're needed. We've had them down as far as the south coast, and Sussex Inlet is still open and taking people in.
And Magnus, for you, what are some of the most notable stories that you've been hearing about the impact that's being made on families and local communities by the kind of assistance that you've been able to offer, you and your volunteers?
The wonderful part of living in Australia is the fact that we have so many great volunteers in so many different organisations. I think people genuinely appreciate people who do these sorts of things simply because they care about people, they care about their community. I think we all recognise that this is kind of just part of who we are as Aussies.
People in your volunteer network, Magnus, are just able to step up at what seems like a moment's notice.
Many of them have been on standby and getting ready for this, and so they are equipped with training, with the basics to get them started. And we fit in as part of the official government response. We're part of the New South Wales Emergency Plan. We do disaster welfare, really. So we do the people stuff, coming alongside people with a few other community partner organisations like the Red Cross and the Salvos, and a network of chaplains. And then we've got Save the Children as well. But Anglicare works in together with those other organisations to really provide care for, particularly for the most vulnerable. These disasters have been hitting people across the spectrum, but by and large, it is the people that are the most vulnerable that often need the most help to get back on their feet.
And Magnus, how can we be praying for you and for those that you're helping during the floods?
There are so many people suffering in so many wide and varied places at the moment that we often don't know about them all, and they may not know about the help that they could receive. And so I think just praying that they'll be networked with their communities and with the people that can provide that help. Pray for all of our volunteers that they will really notice what's going on underneath. Sometimes people can hear okay and they're not really, and often as Australians we like to pretend that we're always okay and we don't show a lot of emotion. There's going to be a lot of trauma, obviously physical and financial, but you know, there's a lot of emotional, spiritual, mental stuff going on in people's heads at the moment, and with the wider world being so unstable as well, to have this happening at the same time, I think it can be quite devastating to people's outlook on life. Pray for all of us and pray for yourself. Pray that you'll actually notice and just say to people, hey, are you doing okay? Maybe even if they're open to that, say, maybe I can pray for you right here, right now.
And finally, Magnus, are there any other ways that we can support you, your volunteers, the work Anglicare is doing to assist so many people in New South Wales?
One of the things that people often think will help the most is, oh, we got to give all our excess stuff to help with the disaster and give it to Anglicare. We actually don't want you to give all your excess stuff. We'd actually much rather have money. So goods are really problematic. We've got a bunch of stuff that we'd like to take up to the North Coast, but we just can't get it there safely at the moment. And it's then becomes really difficult to distribute that to communities. And so giving funds is always much better. And there are a number of flood assistance funds that have been set up outside of Anglicare. Of course, you can also give directly to Anglicare and just, yeah. If people have goods also, there's a great website called giveit.org.au. You can match the goods that you have with the people that need it. So that's probably the best way to go about that.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.